parshas Shofia is one of those parshas that it deals with inyanim that betzim are quite distant from us, saimitzad, the inyanim, saimitzad, the teichon sheboy, but we need to go a little bit into it and get some sense for the remozim. The remozim, these inyanim, naturally, the svarim of the katmonim are the ones that gave us some sense of the remozim. I want to try to be misamic a little bit. First thing, it says, "Gdal Yisrael Leiber Ishik Yisazri Av Yolda Zocha." So it says, "Rav Simloi says, Kishem Shei Tzirosa Sha'odam Achakol Bein Machayv Oiv Maisav Reishis, Kach Toi Rosa Nispar Shachat Toiris Bein Machayv Oiv." So just like you have the Toiris of the Behemoth and Chayv Oifis when it's parish beforehand, and then afterwards you have the Torah of Adam, because to tell you that the flip side, that Adam is created last. You also have the word Torah is used both specifically, it's used on the parasha of Negoyim, and here it's Rashi means the parasha of Bris. But Negoyim are set after the parasha of Tumah Taira in a Behema, to give you a certain parallel between the two. And it's hard to understand, you know, Mela in a Behema and a Chai and Oif, the Simonim Tumah Taira are really the description of the animal. This animal is a Shur, this animal is a Kosher, or a Tomei, a Torah Tomei is really describing what the animal is, Mitzad Atzmei Yusar. That's its Mohus. Tzaras is a chelik of the it's a chelik of inyanim of a person, but it's hard to see it as something which is the atzmis of the person. It's hard to see it as something which one would say that this is zeis teiros. I'm sorry, this is the teiros adam. This is the teiros of the person. I mean, it's a nekud in a person, but it doesn't. Does it stand zeluma ser to the parasha of simonim of behema? Interesting also, last week we mentioned that the word simonim is something which is a unique sort of simoni kashrus, simoni tumei tara, tumei tohar. This also, by in the goyim, you have they're called simonim. They're simonim tumei and simonim tara. And we spoke a little bit last week about what simonim are, and I think we need to use the same hakdara and understand it here also. You have an interesting thing. Chazal, when they pick out the Torah picks out four balechayim in Shemini to tell me that these balechayim are unique in the fact that they have some simon of Tara, and yet they also are Tomei because they're like the other simon. The same in Tzaras, you have also the same remes, Seis and Sapachas, the four different types, the three types, and Nega Tzaras, Chazal Darshin, are going on those four Malchis. Meaning as follows. The Umas Ha'olam in general are Umas Ha'olam. They have certain chesroinus, they have certain limitations, and they are what they are. The Dalad Malchis, the Maral says, are the ones that took the Malchus from Yisrael. In other words, these people are serious contenders for the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, and they have aspects in which they're royal to Malchus, they're Malchias, but they're Malchus of Ra. So the Betzim Nevi'im, in a certain sense, certain the Nevi'im Achroinim and Parak Suvim, center around Dalad Malchias. These are Dalad Malchias that have a tzad with Klal Yisrael, in the sense that they're royal for Malchus, but they're not good Malchias. So Dalad Malchias are merumas in the four animals that have one simon of Tara. That makes a lot of sense. It's something which is partially, quote-unquote, kosher. In the Goyim, Chazal also darshan the four negoyim keneged the dalt malchis. So by stays in negoyim, there's going to be me'ain of the same inyan. It's not that they're all bad. These are not the four animals that have no simonim, which many don't have any simonim. The Torah never pointed those out. The animals that bedafka are going to be listed were those that have some element of toiv, and because they're not completely toiv, that's why it's ra. So we're going to have to say that in the parsha of Tzaras, in the parsha of Tumas Tzaras, we're also going to have the seis and sapachas and baris and so on. These are in yonim that there's an element of miktas ra in it. It's not the kuli rashaboy, and that's why these same malchias are listed there also. And try to understand a little bit where. What does it mean, the miktas toiv and so on? One more nekuda. You find that in the inyanim, in Isav HaHetar, a person is allowed to paskin for himself. There's even a shaylan chayish mishpat. In other words, a person has a schus to take you to Bezin. But if you know, let's say you yourself decide one way or another, I think halacha you can decide one way or another. The other person can not trust your decision, take you to Bezin, that's a schus. In Isav HaHetar, even if it's nagia to millions of dollars worth of meat, you have a shayla came up in your meat factory, you learn a paskin it yourself. The negoyim is the only parsha that a person can't paskin himself. A person cannot paskin negoyim, despite the fact that he can paskin krisos, he can paskin nida, and he can paskin isav HaHetar of all sorts, no matter how chomer. A person can paskin dinim derashat mizis bezin on Shabbos, not a problem. But here, why is it that the inyan over here requires to have a psak dafka from a koyin and not from a person himself? So I want to be misbein a little bit. And again, these are inyanim that belong into the parasha. It's part of choik. It's part of the world of choik. So b'meila, we can pick up certain things. But it's not something, we're not bringing it down to the level of pshat. We don't mean to bring it down to the level of pshat, it's not supposed to be. But like we mentioned last week, remez means when something is in the world of remez, it's like if I saw footsteps of in the sand, I know a person was there because a person who walks leaves footsteps. It leaves over a little debris of sorts. But the Torah, whatever the Torah puts into the Torah, into the Teichna Torah, leaves certain simonim on the outside, and in the simonim we can discern something of the pnimis of it. So let's be aiming a little bit on these inyanim. The Tumas Negoyim comes with two elements to it. The first element is a type of nega, the seis, the sapachas, the meheres, and so on, and different conditions where it was, the person had some shechina, a person had this, a person has bold, and so on. So basically, the basic nega is something which is a form of misa, it's a form of bet. Anything which is white on a guf means that it's lacking chiyus. Chiyus comes dafka with blood, with red, and anything that's white, that's pale, is lacking in chiyus, and that's why it's a simon for something misadik bad. A metzora is called a kemes. A metzora is kemes, and baser metzora is like a mace. And even what's called tzaras today, which the rishonim say has similarity to tzaras, is one of its simonim of hakim is different parts of the flesh becoming deadened. Dead into pain, atrophied, and so on and so forth. So the etzem nega in itself is a chelik of the guf that misesh mishaylet on, and that's ra. But they have a condition; they need something else with it, and there are three things that come with it. There is either that psia, where the nega becomes larger, it grows. There is michya, which is a part inside the nega, looks healed, and ser lovin. Those are three simonim inside a nega that determine it. It's a tosefes to the nega, and depending on the different negayim, these are the pratim halacha. You need to have that tosefes in order to be mitamid. So the emes, if you misboining in the toichen of these things, and a lot of us write about it. Siaka writes about it, and others write about it. But different oifanim. But more or less, it comes to the following oifanim. The koyach of ra in the bria itself is ra. That's pashit. But it's not dangerous in itself, because ra mitzad atzmoi has no, it doesn't have the ability to do anything. There's a halacha kulei hafach lovin. If the entire body is white, then it's not tummy. It is what it is. There's the world of tuma as a proactive agent is not. It doesn't exist if it's kulei hafach lovin. So just like when something is completely inert and completely dead, as long as the process of dying, it still can produce something. Once it's dead, it's gone. The same thing in the Koyach HaRa, in the Eitz Hadas Toiv HaRa, as long as the Ra was separate from the Toiv, then the Ra itself has no, it's not problematic. When you mechaber Ra and Toiv, so when Odom HaRishon ingested something that was called Ra, a Tarevis of Ra and Toiv, then you have the bear over there. The two in Yonim, the two nations that affected Klal Yisrael in the worst way were the Erev Rav. It was the Mitzrim or the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim caused Sar to Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrim were Mishtalet in Klal Yisrael and the Vavodim and so on. But they flaked off. When we left, they were left behind. That was the end of it. The Erev Rav that was Ola with them, they stick around and they keep affecting Klal Yisrael outside Klal Yisrael, because they're mixed in Klal Yisrael. You have elements of Mitzrayim, Yonik being Yonik from Klal Yisrael. That becomes, it's a two-way street. First of all, they're able to infect and affect Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel wasn't an outside Avodah Zarah, it was because they were part and parcel, apparently, with Klal Yisrael. And mitzad sheni, the dveikus to Klal Yisrael gives it its chiyus. Just like a parasite will die if it doesn't have a host to feed on, the ra will die, it's all dead, and it's not going to live until it doesn't have a host to feed on. The second enemy, Klal Yisrael, Amalek. Amalek, it says, Amalek's mother wanted to be mezdabek to the Zera of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't want her, and then she went to Esav. The Ra, in other words, Amalek comes from a Sheirish that had a kavana to be mezdabek to Kedusha. And whenever you have a kavana to mistavik the kedusha, but you then use it for bad. She wanted to mistavik the zara shel Avram. So, okay, this is also zara shel Avram, but it's the bad zara of Avram. So, but the rutzen was a rutzen to mistavik zara shel Avram. That becomes when you graft the kavana of being mizdabik to Avram with his dabkus to Esav, that becomes a terrible ra. Because as long as Esav is the isoda, the ra is limited. When you graft onto the isoda a rotzen to be mizdabik to Toiv, that's when you get bad. So, in the world of Negoyim, where each nega is a dava that's Rav ifne atzmoi, that in itself is not yet a ra that requires a richuk. You don't have to be merachik the person who has that ra. The simonim are as follows. When you have, the first one is the koyach, what is mavchin, the chai from daimim. A daimim can survive forever. You have a rock stays as a rock. So in a certain sense, a rock is a lot more, quote-unquote, immortal than a plant, than an animal, than a person. But a rock has no koyach tzmicha. It does not have the ability to become bigger or to expand in any way. A person has a koyach tzmicha. Anything living, the lowest level of life is called a tzomeach. It's noted by the fact that it's bigger. I have a rock stays the same. I have a moss, and a moss keeps getting more moss. So in the koyach of hispashtus is the first sivin of a chai. And that's one. The second one is the koyach of the inyan of Cyrus, the seya that's hofach lovan. There's an inyan. The Chazal say that Chazal ask a kasha. Gemara is a kasha. Gemara is a stira, quote unquote. It says in a pasuk. It says in Sheashirim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Taltalim HaShchoyres, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair is dark, black, Shchoyres Koyrev. In Daniel it says that Sar Reishei Kamar Naki, the hair of the head, Kaviyochel, is the color of white, clean wool, clear wool. So the Gemara asks this. The Gemara says, "Loi kasha, kan b'milchama, like on the Yam, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was loichem. Over there, the Cyrus, where Cyrus was shachar. Shachrus is darkness, is the simon of bachrus, which is strength, fight, etc." Sar Lovin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel's Yeshiv Yeshiva. Zikna in terms of Das and Seichel and so on, that's where it becomes white. Avraham Avinu was Mispalel for a simon to be mafrim between the person who has the Das and the person who doesn't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what we call Zikna, which is the white hair and so on. The Zokain means, we confuse two elements when we use the word Zokain. The word Zokain means a person who's wise with experience. And that's why Zokain is Zeshekana Chachma. And it could have been, it didn't need to have a simon, a physical simon. Avraham Avinu was mispalel that it should be easy to recognize it. So when you come to ask somebody advice or follow somebody's lead, you should know whose lead to follow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a physical stamp of what we call zikna, white hair, and everything else that comes with age. So we always think of it that Chazal kind of are being ma'akin b'pshat chasa shalom. Kilu, the real pshat of zikna is old man with a stick and a long white beard. And Chazal say, no, it means Zeshekana Chachma. No, Zikna means Zeshekana Chachma, a person who is an elder in the sense of wise with years and experience. Avraham Avinu was mispalel that should be recognized, and it's recognized by a certain miut of his guf and so on. So the Shachrus, the Seir Shachar, is something which is the koyach of Pe'ula and Melchama. It's a certain, let's call it, hot-headedness and so on. whereas the Lavan, the Zikna of Lavan, is the Mesunim Bedin, it's Keneged, the person who's much more settled, and so on and so forth. We've spoken many times about the morale when he speaks about the difference between Yain Yoshin and Yain Tzer, and so on. So the Koyach of Das, Seichel, Mesinus, Chesed, etc., lies in expresses itself in the Seir Lavan, and the Shachrus expresses itself in terms of Ubocho B'yom Krav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu charges ahead Kaviyachu with Midos of Kas and Midos of Mulchama and Midos of Din and so on. The third element, the Michya, is the element of healing, of tshuva, which is called refuah, and so on. And that's a third element, that's a positive element. The problem with all three, lamashal, the problem with these three things are that there's a tyroivis of a simin toiv within the negav ra. In other words, when a person doesn't deal, when a person, muscle, let's say a person has a wall that has holes in it, that has mold on it, that has dirt in it, whatever it is, and the person paints it over with paint, that's the worst case scenario. If a person has some infection or something, and he touches up with makeup on the outside, that's the worst case scenario, because the person is covering it, and the person is building on something that is ra. He's not draining the swamp, so to speak, but he's building with straightforward. Let's go through it. A person has a nega. When a person has a nega, it's bad, and a person recognizes it as bad, and that in itself doesn't require to push the person out, to isolate him, to take him away from Klal Yisrael. A, he doesn't affect any other people, and B, when the person himself is toiv, when the person himself knows what's good and what's bad, so he knows this is healthy flesh, this is not healthy flesh. This can stay, this has to be dealt with. So there is no need to impose on him richuk or esrachus. But when we notice that in the person's chelek that's ra, there begins a tzmicha of toiv. In other words, the ra itself is growing. In other words, there's a sheet of koyach achius to the koyach of ra. Misa should not grow, and yet it's growing. When a person has Cyrus there that become loven, in other words, the display of toiv is coming from a sheirish that's ra. And let's give an example of something like that. Just hard. It's not always easy to pinpoint it. But lemashal, let's say somebody did me a personal avla, and they did something bad to me. So a young reaction and an unsettled reaction is I lash back out, I yell, I scream, I get back at him, so on and so forth. Wisdom says, don't lose it, be noyach, be melamed kafschus, take it in context, the mahalchim of toiv, which are good. Let's say this person is doing a bad thing. This person is doing something which is being mechal shas vahesi, whatever it is, in a way that it does require that we should that we should take some strong stand in the situation, whatever the situation is. But a person is lazy to do it. A person has interests. A person has whatever negias he has, and then the person counsels to moderation or whatever it is. That Sar Lovan is being tzemeach from a nega. It's not coming from the toiv in the person, from the das of the person, but it's being yoinik from the nega in the person, and that's when it becomes bad. And the same thing is in the third element, when the person is in the Mahalchim of Tshuva, this is a more profound nekuda. The Mahalchim of Refuah, it's becoming healed. Healing should start at the edges. It should go with a certain mahalach. If it starts in the middle of the nega, that's the pshat. It's covering up some. It's a scab that's covering something underneath it. It's not a healing of the flesh. Healing starts from the makom that's well and slowly shrinks the nega. When in the middle of the nega, it's covered over with a place that looks healed, then it only looks healed on the outside. It doesn't have it doesn't have that pneumius of being healed. So the parsha of Tzaras is a parsha, in a certain sense, it's a zeh le'umas zeh to the other one. When you deal with things that are overt issues, these are various. It's pretty clear identified and so on. Chazal say that Tzaras comes for Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is called Or Makir Ehu Baseisa. When I crack somebody's bones, that's a very open pa'ula. I got up, I started hitting him, I hurt him. It's open to me, it's open to the world. It's a clear pa'ula. When I mutter to somebody and I say, oh, he's a very nice person, I wouldn't say the smartest person, but he's very nice. I sort of mavliya it under, so nobody really noticed it. You talk sometimes to a person who's, when you're involved in a dentist or something, you try to be a wise lawyer, tries to be mashpia subtly. If you tell somebody this person is a thief, it's people reject it because, you know. But if you say, you know, I really feel bad for him, he really, really was in a tough situation. I don't know what I would have done. So what else could you do? So you're saying he's a thief, but it's coded. It's very nice. And you didn't say, Lashon Hara Faket, you know, I was expressing tremendous sympathy for the person. And if the person listening doesn't have sharp senses, he swallows it. Yeah, you know, it's a very sympathetic. I'm amazed. The other lawyer is a very mental person. He has sympathy for this person. And it comes in very, glides in very easily. So I spoke Lashon Hara. I think I was better than good. The world, because Lashon, because speech is so subtle and so under the surface in all circumstances, then the tendency is not only not to see it as bad, I even sometimes see it as being good. I had to say it, it's important to tell them, it was this, it was that, and so on. The Torah says, just like by Balechayim, there are simanim that whatever's on the inside does express itself on the outside, and there are telltale signs of it, they're called simanim, and that's the Torah said of Balechai. It's the measure of how much he's shayach to chiyus of likus, that eating it would be mechayah the person's nefesh, and not he would not. The same thing is true by Adam. Adam has simanim that are made on his pnimius, that give us a sense of what's doing inside. And that's why these are the two parashas. This is the Torah's Adam and this Torah's Balchai. Because in a certain sense, this is something which gauges the person's life force and so on. The Torah says there is bad in a person. That comes to the surface. That itself is not a cause to take the extreme measures that we talked about. They're supposed to, you know, a person can deal with it. The simonim of tumma are when there is a mixture of quasi of good, of apparent good, of simonim of good within the bad. When the animal you have to be careful from is the one that's malagera but it's not mafis parsa, or worse, mafis parsa not malagera, because when you're mafis parsa and not maligera, so I look at it, I don't have time to sit around waiting to see it eat supper, so I say, oh, looks good. It's only when I sit for a while and I see it's eating and not being maligera that I realize it's not maligera. The simonim there were brias in the world, Dalad Malchias, had some toiv and some ra. And in a certain sense, these are much more dangerous than those that are kulay ra. Because kulay ra, A, has no, it can't push itself. If we take a look, well, let's give an example in history. A movement like the Nazi movement was kulay ra. It had no underpinnings of toiv. It was the hashchasa and the ra of mankind and men. It was the worst of society, the dregs of society, and their worst emotions, let's call it, for lack of a better word, pulled together. So it lasted with all the koyach of ra, but it's no hemshich. It can't spread. It's not mamshich. It was what it was. It was horrendous. It was the worst gili of ra, but that's what it was. Communism was a marriage of toiv and ra. Communism was the poor downtrodden people, everyone's equal, everybody should get, nobody should be better. There was a whole asay toiv married to the tashchasa. It killed many, many times as many people as did Nazism, and it could have been mitzara teva bin mamshich, because it was yoinik from kreches of toiv. When you can only tap into kill, then you have a limited amount of people and places that they'll tap into. When you can tap into help people, kill to help, then you can tap into an endless amount of things. And that's why in Mitzad, it's Pnimius, it's much, much worse. I want to address the point about the Kayan and understand it a little bit. The people ask, what was Musa Mechadish? Since the Musa movement of the last diaries that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta it's packaged in a certain way, presented in a certain way. And one of the many aspects, one of the central aspects was as follows. There's no lack of Musa in the Neviim and in Gemaras and in Chazal and in Sefer Rishonim. There's no lack of Musa of how good is and how bad is. That's really an issue for someone who's a maimon. He knows what's good, he knows what's bad. What we have problems with is the herring, the tarevis sheboy. When a person feels, somebody I was involved with a while back, did some very, very terrible things. But he then ran to some extraordinary tzitkis to be mechap on it. And listening to the person, there's a sinking feeling of lekarav zel zeh. It's like, instead of dealing with it in a fundamental way, this is the thing I did, this is where it's coming from, I need to start at that point and move things back. The person jumped to some aflug of so on. A person does good things, and they're very good, but they come from a kairis that are bad. So you have a sar lovin coming from a bad chayrish. And so the sar is lovin, it's kulay zikna, it's kulay, wonderful, and it's coming from bad. And it's very hard, because the more it goes on, the more the person is convinced about, look how wonderful it is. He builds an entire image of self on something that's really bad. Shaul HaMelech Shmuel came to him, a surprise visit. Surprise visits are never good. And Shmuel tells him, something terrible happened. And Shaul says, not me. I mean, I did a tremendous mitzvah. Not only kill HaMelech, I even have a surprise carbon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and some wonderful Amalekim that I have, I've did better. What's the pshat? He was nechas, his dargan, his thing. We're not to speak about it, but this is what Navi tells us. In his darga, the leaving over Amalek, the chemla on Amalek, the toiv that was coming there, the rational process of leaving over the zevach, so on, was really drawing its unique from the being of sker yam, from not having the ability to tell the am, no way, that's it. That was that was the way it went. So the ability to draw from that over here was something that was a merger of Tov and Ra. Rabbi Yisrael's point was, no person can ever look at his own negoyim, because he's never sure if the standard that he's using is not corrupted in itself. It's like if somebody's antivirus got infected with a virus, then he can't run the antivirus to check the computer. I mean, hagufa. Halachas, I can an inyanim of, as long as I can sort of isolate it, even though I have negias, but I can determine halachas and halachas Shabbos and halachas Nida and so on, I'm allowed to. But nigei adam means that the person himself, we have a real sense that his sense of toiv may have become corrupted. That the person's toiv that he sees, whether it's the ispashtos, whether it's the sar lovan, whatever it is, that's what we're afraid of. That the toiv that he has, that the hoirah that he has is tainted. And so how could the person possibly examine himself? He'll always get a very good report. Ah, what says I'm doing? Tzidkus. I'm being marba Torah. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But it's all coming from a sheirish of misa. That's the terrible part of it. So the Rebbe Shlomo's mechadish, a person need to have someone else address his problems. A person need to have a mochiach, a rav, whatever it is, that, and that became standard. That they say, I mean, the Vilna Gaon had the Dubna Magid giving a teichacha. So what's the pshat? The Dubna Magid, and the Vilna Gaon would sometimes correct him. But what's the pshat? The Vilna Gaon was like en her cheshevet. It's not even learning in tzidkus. It's not. I mean, our messiahs of the Gaon is it was, but the answer is. But it's still the person looking at himself. The weakest person outside looking at me has an advantage over myself looking at myself. So the parsha of Metzaira, even though we don't have it today in its actuality, and Chazal said, Ramban says that's it's a chisaron, because in Yom, when things were good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an effort to give us simonim to weed out our problems. And today, Bezman Azeh, we're not in that darga, so it's like, you know, if you're sick and dying, nobody gives you a physical checkup on small things. That's not, you know, we're dealing with very big issues, and the other stuff, Seder. It was a mile of Chayasol when they had Seder, and they had Negoyim. Negoyim is something that goes, it's not another little piece. It's something that goes to the heart of what of Adam is. And Adam has, Ra takes hold on a person, and that's the normal afaydus Adam, to be memayit the Ra, to be marbet the toiv. And then the complicated part, the part that requires an outside intervention of a kohen, the part that requires to be merachik the person. A person, l'moshel, who's a rasha, doesn't need to be misrachik, you don't have to be merachik if a kohen Yisrael. But a Russia who poses as a tzaddik, a Russia who's mashpia, a Russia who has an ideology behind his wishes, is a much worse sakana than Klal Yisrael. Because there you have a mizuv of Dran Toiv. The fact that this person is somewhat Toiv, the fact that this person has good things in it, sometimes makes it more dangerous. And most important, a person needs to learn to examine himself. The person needs to understand that the way to deal with Ra is by starting from the bottom up. If a person is ashamed to admit to himself that he's jealous, so he's not going to work at the root of it. He's going to cover it up with all sorts of things. it'll be a hodgepodge of good and bad and terrible. If a person made himself, he has a taivas. So fine, you can work with it and so on. If a person covers up, then he allows himself to be in situations that he shouldn't be. So you have a person who's, I'll just pick something, he's working with somebody else and being mekarv, and he has his own issues that he has to deal with. So if you put down the patch of healing in middle of the nega, it's tummy. It's talking about all circumstances. A michya in a certain sense is worse. Tshuva that's not real tshuva, it doesn't start with the root and slowly build up, then that's a terrible tshuva. In a certain sense, it's probably the most corrupt of all eifanim. The Torah tells us that there is the nega, that's the person, people have negoyim. The negoyim that require really drastic treatment are those that seem to have someone of tire and so on. The person needs to understand, I need an outsider to tell me this is good, this is not good, this is so on, this is so forth. And Bezus Hashem, we just got to a parasha of Tara last week and so on. As Klal Yisrael Zeicha, Negoyim is sort of a generic word for all the problems of Klal Yisrael. It's any type of Maka and so on is called Negoyim. As the Avoda of Klal Yisrael, because the Sheirish of all Shrashim is Eitz Hadas Tovera, because the Sheirish of problems of Klal Yisrael is Erev Rav, The problem is always when you had these mizugim of Tov and Ra that fed off each other, that became a sort of a parasitic, symbiotic relationship. The mahalach of doing good, the mahalach of rolling back everything, is when a person learns to be honest, to look at the Tov in himself as Tov and the Ra as Ra, when the person learns that that the good that came out of something that he did not good. Let's give an example. A person stole money, and he used it all for tzedakah, for other things like that. So some people say, oh, it's a chatchila. Yeah, that's the way you can give a lot of tzedakah if you steal a lot of money. Most people have a little more sense, and they say, I did bad, but I also did good. It's 50-50. No, it's minus, because instead, you would have said, stealing is bad, I can't steal, I have to give back the money. But when you put a little stuck into the mixture, it's now covered up. And you're not allowing yourself to say, listen, gneiva is gneiva, and forget about that stucker. Giving yourself this money is not stucker, it's built on a false bottom, on a false layer. Deal with it directly, be emes about it, accept it teichacha. And then a person has the real tshuva, which is the real ripui, and then it heals the way it should heal, and it becomes kol hatayim.